people taking personal injury claims could be hit with large legal bills if they turn down an offer from the State Assessment Board and then fail to win a higher award in court. A bill has been brought in to give effect to this as part of a range of reforms to the personal injuries system in this country. It's going to be renamed the Personal Injuries Resolution Board, and with me on the line to talk about exactly how this is going to work and what it's designed to do in terms of the wider aim of bringing down insurance costs for people is Minister for State for Trade Promotion, Digital and Company Regulation, Robert Troy. Minister Troy, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning and thanks for having me on.
Can you tell me, first of all, before we go into what's going to happen with the Personal Injuries Board and how this will work and how people will be maybe encouraged or cajoled or pushed in the right direction from the government's point of view on this. Can I ask you about the controversy to do with the President of Ireland's wife, Sabina Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin coming out yesterday, asking people to look for his perspective in relation to this. There's calls from members of your party still for her to apologise. What's your view on where things stand now on her letter and the fact that it was posted on the presidential website and then taken down?
Well, look, I think I welcome the fact that there has been clarification in relation to the stance on the unjustified war in Ukraine. We have to remember that there was huge diplomatic efforts to bring about a resolution before the illegal invasion of Ukraine. Those diplomatic efforts failed, and I suppose it was in that context that people were upset about the letter, and I think the fact that the Russian ambassador kind of used the letter as some sort of endorsement, that's the reason, in my opinion, people had grievances. But the Áras an Uachtaráin has come out and clarified their position in relation to their utter condemnation of the Russian invasion in Ukraine. I welcome that clarification, and I think the Taoiseach is right. It's time to move on.
Yeah, do you think there'll be learnings that will need to be taken, I suppose, by all involved?
Look, I sought clarification. I thought it would be helpful earlier in the week. We received that clarification, and I think at this stage we should move on.
Okay. Minister, can I ask you about the changes and the reforms being brought in here? The Personal Injuries Resolution Board, the board will deal with claims of a psychological nature and offer an option of mediating claims, but the issue is to try and tackle the thousands of claimants in personal injuries cases that go to court every year instead of accepting the Personal Injuries Board awards. How is this going to be achieved?
First thing I'd say, this is the latest step this government has taken in relation to its drive on insurance reform. And the reason why we need to reform insurance is we do need to bring down a premium for all our citizens. And we know that the existing Personal Injuries Assessment Board is an effective and an efficient way of dealing with legitimate insurance claims. In fact, the Central Bank published a report in June of this year, the National Claims Information Database, which confirmed that, because it said, on average, insurance claims dealt with through PIAB took on average 1.8 years, while insurance claims through litigation took 4.5 years. The legal fees of claims dealt with through PIAB, on average, €562. The legal fees, on average, through litigation, was €18,290. So you can see that it is far, far more beneficial to go through PIAB than go down the legal route. And what we're doing now is publishing a bill which firstly changes the name. It'll become the Personal Injury Resolution Board, and it's broadening its remit. For the first time, mediation will be a means of resolving a claim. And we know mediation already works in circumstances like the WRC, the PRTB, the Financial and Pension Ombudsman. For the first time, cases of a wholly psychological nature will be able to be dealt with here. We're allowing for additional time where an injury has yet to settle, you know, whether you don't know what the long-term injury is going to be, yeah, allowing up to an additional 24 months to deal with that. We're also broadening the remit so that the PIRB will now be able to use the wealth of data that it collates, number one, to provide information in terms of how to reduce accidents. And number two, Dual also have a role in a public information campaign to make people aware that this facility is there, that it is actually, anyone who has a legitimate claim, it's far more beneficial to have it dealt with through
is the key provision in achieving that aim, the fact that if they go to court, don't get a higher award than it was offered, they'll be liable for their own costs and liable for the respondent's costs as well.
Well, there is a section in terms of which amends section 51A of the Principal Act, the PIAB Act, and that provides that where an assessment has been accepted by a respondent, and the respondent normally is the insurance company, will have the status of an offer of tender payment as of the date the respondent accepted the assessment, where the claimant proceeds to litigation. Where the court award is not greater than the PIAB assessment, the claimant will not recover their costs and will generally be liable for the respondent's costs. And the reason why we're doing that is because, given the consistency introduced in the new personal injury guidelines, they were introduced last year. So there is guidelines there to which the courts and the personal injury resolution body will be working towards. And because the clarity has been provided there, because the consistency is provided there, we don't want people going down the litigation route unnecessarily.
And that's, let's say, the stick to prevent them from doing that. Which, do you think it will lead to a reduction in the number of cases that go to court, or the allegations that have been made before that there are solicitors out there who push their clients to go to the courts instead of accepting the injuries board assessment because they want to earn more fees?
Well, at the bottom line, the personal injury guidelines have been introduced. So there is clarity there, there is consistency there in terms of the value of compensation for a particular injury. So there is that, and the courts are working to the same guidelines as the personal injury resolution body will be working towards. So there's absolutely no benefit in terms of going down the court route, but there is substantial costs with going down the court route, and we want to deter people from going down litigation unnecessarily. We believe that this will have an effect there.
Are you confident and hopeful that this bill will be put through and the act delivered, the legislation, I suppose, delivered by the end of the year?
Well, we carried out a lot of preparatory work on this. We carried out an extensive public consultation in relation to the draft bill over 12 months ago. There was a lot of submissions there. We took a lot of those submissions on board. We had pre-legislative scrutiny at the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Enterprise. Again, a very good engagement there, and I welcome the fact that it was not just government party support in this, but it was cross-party support. So we have cross-party support. The preparatory work is done. The bill is now published. I've spoken with the Chief Whip's office, and it's my intention to introduce this bill at the earliest opportunity when the Dáil resumes in September. And given the level of cross-party support, I don't envisage any reason why this can't be enacted within a couple of months.
This legislation won't be retrospective, I take it. One listener wondering, would it affect older pending compensation cases? Caller has a claim going on for 5.5 years.
Well, this is enhancing the role of PIAB. So from when it is enacted, it's only then mediation will come into effect. It's only then cases of a wholly psychological nature will come into effect. So it won't be retrospective legislation.
Finally and briefly, Minister, I know an announcement is made as well this week about the Office of Director of Corporate Enforcement. It's now become an independent agency. The Corporate Enforcement Authority, nearly 50% extra staff, doubling the number of Gardaí. Is this a sign that you're getting tough on white-collar crime?
Again, this was another piece of legislation that I had a personal interest, a personal responsibility for, and it was promised in a previous Dáil term. It wasn't delivered. I made it a priority of mine. I'm glad it's now enacted. We need to send a very clear message out there that white-collar crime has just as many consequences as other types of crime, and there are penalties there, and it will be tackled very forcefully.
Minister, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning. That's Minister for State with responsibility in those key areas, I suppose, of company law, of regulation, trade promotion and digital and company regulation, Robert Troy, announcing those changes, those reforms with personal injury landscape, really, in the country. What do you think? Is this the way to go? We've had many complaints, many discussions over the cost of insurance premiums in this programme over the last number of years. The amount of money that had been awarded, people felt it was excessive. It was encouraging, solicitors encouraging people themselves to want to go beyond the PIAB and go to the courts, which itself, I suppose, was clogging up the legal system, adding to the cost for insurers, adding to the cost that everyone had to pay for their insurance premiums as a result. This is one of the steps that has been taken to try and reduce all of that, meaning it's going to be a very risky game now. If you go beyond the new Personal Injuries Resolution Board, as it's called, you don't accept their offer for compensation and you go to the court system, that you very well may pay a much higher price, or pay a price indeed for going down that road. If you don't get a higher award, you'll get the legal costs. You'll have to pay those legal costs, so your award may be rendered null and void. Is that the way to tackle this?